Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Darkfall by Dean Koontz. Performed by Christopher Lane. Dedication. Because the original door prize was too hard to accomplish, this book is dedicated to some good neighbors, Oliviero and Becky Mineko, Jeff and Bonnie Paymer, with the sincere hope that a mere dedication is an acceptable substitute. At least this way there's much less chance of a lawsuit. I owe special thanks to Mr. Owen West for giving me the opportunity to publish this variation on a theme under my byline. Prologue. 1. Wednesday, December 8th, 1:12 a.m. Penny Dawson woke and heard something moving furtively in the dark bedroom. At first, she thought she was hearing a sound left over from her dream. She had been dreaming about horses, and about going for long rides in the country, and it had been the most wonderful, special, thrilling dream she'd ever had in all of her 11 and a half dream-filled years. When she began to wake up, she struggled against consciousness, tried to hold on to sleep and prevent the lovely fantasy from fading. But she heard an odd sound, and it scared her. She told herself it was only a horse sound, or just the rustle of straw in the stable in her dream, nothing to be alarmed about. But she couldn't convince herself. She couldn't tie the strange sound to a dream, and she woke up all the way. The peculiar noise was coming from the other side of the room, from Davy's bed. But it wasn't ordinary, middle-of-the-night, 7-year-old boy pizza and ice cream for dinner noise. It was a sneaky sound, definitely sneaky. What was he doing?